KXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. There's a lot of protesting going on nationwide. This International Women's Day, women are marching in dozens of cities to end sexism and oppression. This woman is marching in Los Angeles.
Everything that's going on in the United States is a mess right now, and we've walked before, and we're going to walk again. Women are strong.
And at Tesla showrooms across the country, protesters are speaking out against Elon Musk and the Doge job cuts. There's also a Don't Abandon Ukraine rally in Washington, D.C. today. Supporters of Ukraine also held a vigil in Philadelphia, days after President Trump paused all military aid to that country. This woman fears the Trump administration will revoke Ukrainians' legal status.
I love to see that Americans are standing with Ukraine. They're still standing with Ukraine no matter what. I'm heartworn by this and heartbroken every day by the news.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will meet with senior U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia next week. CBS's Nicole Killian tells us about a new stopgap measure on Capitol Hill.
House Republicans unveiled a spending bill aimed at heading off a federal government shutdown. The 99-page legislation would provide a slight boost to defense programs and cut non-defense spending below 2024 budget year levels. The measure, which faces objections from some Democrats, would keep the government funded through September.
On social media, President Trump applauded the bill. He also said Elon Musk and Secretary of State Marco Rubio have a great relationship, and any statement other than that is fake news. There are reports Musk and Rubio had a heated argument over Doe's job cuts during a cabinet meeting on Thursday. Farmers are getting tariff whiplash after Trump paused the 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. At a farmer's market in San Francisco, farmer Joel Aguayo says his supply costs are rising.
We're too busy working at the farm and working at the farmer's market to even know what's going on in politics. We don't know. Hopefully it turns out for the best. Hopefully the economy, the customers have more money in the long run, and we're able to jump the price up a little bit.
In Newark, New Jersey, a 14-year-old boy has been charged with murdering a police officer in a shooting last night. A second officer was wounded. KYW's Connor Barkin has more.
Essex County prosecutors say the officers were investigating whether a group of people were carrying illegal guns. Shots were fired during the interaction, and two officers were hit with gunfire. 26-year-old Joseph Escona was shot before exiting the police cruiser and was pronounced dead at the hospital. A second officer is in critical condition. The 14-year-old suspected shooter was also shot, but is expected to survive.
Detective Escona was 26. He had been with the Newark Department for 5 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Turquoise. Broad brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cave here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, too. IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Let's kick this Saturday night off with some Altered 5 Blues Band. They're from Milwaukee. Oh, they're so good, too. Ain't that particular. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You do me wrong, girl, but still I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long. Can do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. But each hurt makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain. How can love grow from pain? Thank you.
baby. To get fire from matches, oh, you've got to strike 'em. Strike 'em.
Sync on Civic Media, we are local music. The Altered Five Blues Band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You've got to earn it. Ain't that particular. Before that, a double dip to kick off the hour with the Altered Five Blues Band. They're playing tonight in Rothschild's, Wisconsin. For those of you listening to WXCO 98.9 FM up in Wausau, big blues showcase that's been going on all day. They're going on stage at 8 o'clock tonight. And they got their 25th anniversary album, vinyl, dude.
Wow.
Vinyl from the Altered Five Blues Band.
Has it really been 25 years for them?
Yeah, it's they made that post back in November, but, 25 years for those guys. They won a bunch of whammies over the years, including last year. They cleaned up at the whammies last year.
I mean, they're an excellent blues band, and they have some of the best, players around in that band.
True professionals and such great musicians. Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin. We're live in the State Street studio here at WMDX. I'm Jimmy Kay. He's Rocker. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, how you feeling tonight, man? You look great tonight.
I am doing great, Jimmy. It is, it's starting to spring. It's starting to get spring. I mean, I saw kids playing basketball in short sleeve shirts and shorts.
It was a beautiful day.
We're in Wisconsin
today, and it was definitely classic Midwestern spring today.
Yeah,
I so wanted to grill brats. we're house hunting right now, so we're packing.
Yeah.
And I was working with the camping stuff earlier today, and I want to go camping. I can't wait to go camping.
Yeah. Oh, that's coming up. Yeah, camping season. Yeah. Festival season.
Festival season.
Oh, outdoor shows, patios.
Pretty soon we'll be asking you for inside news on Atwood Fest, Roger.
Oh, I know. It's coming. People are starting to announce their lineups.
Well, we'll harass you about that later on. For right now, let me harass you about tonight, because I think we got a pretty cool, interesting show for the people tonight, Rocker.
We do. Tonight we're going to be talking to Michael Grassman. He runs Soundcheck Entertainment, and of all the things that they do, one of them is called Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. So we're going to hear about the Battle of the Bands that's coming up here in March and April. And then he is one of the featured artists at the upcoming Mama Cares 10th anniversary celebration. And Terry Barr sits down with singer-songwriter Sam Ness. A lot has changed since the last time we talked with Sam, and an interesting interview and music from Sam coming up with Terry Barr. And then later on tonight, we're going to have another mini Live in the Lair, Jimmy. Emmy Castro, we just kind of found out about her, and she's going to be coming in the studio. She's a Peruvian Creole artist, and she is from Peru, and she moved to Madison. And so her and she's going to be accompanied by guitar and sax are going to be right here in the studio playing a few songs for us live.
Are we going to be dancing?
Yeah, we're going to be dancing. We're going to be filming it too, Jimmy. So
wonderful. The world won't be the same after that. Hey, we would love for you to be part of the show too. Call or text us. Tell us what you got going on a Saturday night. What bands from Wisconsin that you're really enjoying right now? 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, you can grab it at your favorite app store. Just search for Civic Media. I've got some music on the way from the Rogue Electrics. We'll do some Kyle Wrightley. Oh, and Shanika King. Can't do that without a Saturday night. Diana Jones, right now, she's going to be playing at the Old Falls Village Park Beer Garden, Menominee Falls, May 24th. Here she is now with I Can't Wait For You. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's warming.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Diana Jones from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I can wait for you. Diana was in the lair not too long ago. You can find that podcast right now at civicmedia.us, the Max Inc. page. Shanika King, she's awesome. Playing at the Hop Garden.
You're working through unthinkable things. If your heart can't take it anymore, just hold on and there'll be better days. It doesn't mean you're broken, doesn't mean you're strange, doesn't mean you're helpless. You've had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you're running hard just to be free. If you're loved but you still feel the pain, just hold on and there'll be better days. It doesn't mean you're broken, doesn't mean you're strange, doesn't mean you're helpless. You've had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you can imagine. I love you and no one can take your place. It doesn't mean you're broken, doesn't mean you're strange, doesn't mean you're helpless. You've had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you can imagine. I love you and no one can take.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Came here looking for something else, then lost myself again. And you've gone down a rabbit hole, my friend. You first came here to learn about something new, then lost where you came in. Little tune.
help me fall asleep. You try to read the room. You know you're in too deep when you say every cloud can have a shape. You can connect the dots into a face. Every flicker is a code.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Kyle Wrightly there from this 2023 album, The Hum. That was Rabbit Hole. Shekinah King before that, You're Not Broken. Kyle's playing March 14th at Cargo Coffee East here in Madison with Noah Gilfillan from The Earthlings and other projects. And then Shekinah King will be at the Hop Garden and Tap Room in Evansville on March 15th. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Hope you're doing well. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk Battle of the Bands with Michael Grassman. This is a Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. Is that right, Rocker?
That's right, Jimmy. It's out. A lot of it probably takes place in West Dallas and some of Milwaukee. And we're going to hear how to join, how to go see the bands, and how to sign up.
Excellent.
And the prizes. There's some good prizes.
And I'm sure there'll be some good talent playing there. Michael will tell us all about that in just a couple of minutes. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Great food and drink, live music, and you can watch all the games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. 1617 North Stoughton Road or online at LazyOafLounge.com. And by Loxley Live Music Venue on Verona Road, the old Dry Bean building in Fitchburg. Catch Cherry Pie at Loxley Live Music Venue Friday, March 14th. You can see the full schedule and all the happenings at LoxleyVenue.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. I did not take the vow. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advanced tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed.
People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, if you want to grab the podcast, do that right now, civicmedia.us. Click on the Max Inc. page, and they're all right there for you, rocker.
Jimmy, Soundcheck Entertainment is a Milwaukee-based company specializing in all aspects of entertainment, from booking, rentals, rehearsal space, to lessons, DJs, and event production. And Soundcheck owner Michael Grassman is on the phone with us tonight from Milwaukee to tell us about their latest endeavor, the Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. Michael, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
So, Michael, before we get into the Battle of Bands, tell us a little bit about yourself and Soundcheck Entertainment. I mean, you guys cover a lot of territory.
Yeah, it's one of those things of, growing up in the music industry, and you want to be working in the music industry, you kind of got to diversify and do a lot of different things. And then eventually over 20 years, that just became a full-fledged business. So, yeah, being a performer, sound guy, then turning into booking venues and working and building out venues. It's just been a really cool experience to dabble in every aspect of running events for the live scene.
Now, are you currently in bands out in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I play in a wedding band. That's my, obviously, the main way to make a living as a performer. I have a couple other side bands as well. I do a lot of acoustic duos. This new Battle of the Bands project is obviously my way. I never did as much original music as I wish I could have. I did a bunch when I was in my 20s, but now it's just, it's time to start bringing that stuff back.
Wow.
I'm not doing it now, so I want to get back to it.
Well, that is awesome. And, you are partnering with the Whammies, the Wisconsin area music industry, to put on the Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. Tell us about your partnership and why we need another Battle of the Bands. I mean, what's your mission?
Yeah. So the idea was like, it's Milwaukee Battle of the Bands because we wanted to make it bigger than just one venue one day. Obviously, I have a lot of connection with multiple venues, and I thought if we can do this more across the city, that would make it a bigger event, more something more inclusive. But, I was looking, when I had the idea, I kind of looked into it a little bit, and the last experiences I've seen with Battle of the Bands were mostly like through colleges and something kind of on the small scale. And that was, those are all great and lovely, but I wanted to do something bigger. I wanted to do something citywide. I wanted to do something that we could give back to original music and focus on showcasing original music. But the biggest aspect was we wanted to ensure that every band that was signing up was walking away with the tools that they need to navigate through the music scene. As somebody who books music venues, I do get emails daily from bands wanting to play shows, and they have nothing to show to sell themselves, to say, hey, this is what my band looks and sounds like. Having promotional videos and photos are kind of a key tool to be navigating in the music industry. So to not have that stuff really kind of sparked this idea of like, we can give it to them. So that was the big thing for that. And then when I presented that to Whammy, they were just in love with it and threw their full weight behind it. And that really was a big driving force for us to reach beyond just Milwaukee. And then that's what the cool thing right now is, we've got bands coming in from all over the state, from Green Bay to Wausau, Madison, and Kenosha have come into the Milwaukee area to do the Battle of the Bands. Hopefully next year, the goal is to, bring this show to places outside of Milwaukee. And honestly, I think right now we're already considering changing it to Battle of the Bands Wisconsin for next year and not just Milwaukee.
Well, I was going to say there are some really good prizes. I was looking through some studio stuff, photo shoot sessions, music video, a fest at a slot at Summerfest for the band to play, and even a paid gig. What bands are eligible? Right? Are they able to still sign up yet now?
Yeah. So we did. There are four dates on the first round. We've done one. That was at Maddie's in Waukesha two weeks ago or so. Then we had eight bands, all original. We're not doing cover bands, so it's all original music. Usually most bands are playing two to three songs, depending on the time. And so there is still time to sign up. Our next event is March 14th at Nashville North. There are six bands performing there. We actually moved some of the bands around to make it a little more even because we have three more dates to do. And then the finale is on the 18th of April at Rally Point in Oconomowoc. So, yeah, March 14th, there's still slots open there. And then the next date after that is Shotzi's in West Dallas. That has a couple spots open. And then Shotzi's in Oconomowoc. So for all the Madison bands out there that are interested in it, that's a good location, only about 35, 45 minutes from Madison. To do it in Oconomowoc on the 28th. So it's the 14th, 21st, and 28th are the next three rounds at those three venues.
Michael Grassman here from Soundcheck Entertainment. Yeah. Michael, as far as when the bands sign up to be part of the Battle of the Bands, obviously they're going to play a couple of songs. They're going to be judged on that. But I assume that you brought up the promotional aspect of band management. So how does that judging work, and who are the judges?
So one of my partner in this whole thing is Aaron Labor from Throughline Studios, and he's doing all of our media stuff for this, like the videos and the photos. And we've got Josh Hill from JP Hill Productions doing all the audio. So we're giving all these great videos to everybody. So and then the feedback and the judging and everything like that comes, we discussed when we were planning this that we wanted it to be credible. We wanted the judges to be people of importance in the music industry. So it couldn't just be like, maybe it's cool and flashy to get a TV anchor to be a judge and it maybe draw some attention and it's cool, but what's their credibility is not really.
They don't know anything about the songs or anything like that. Yeah.
Right. So our first panel of judges, the first night was, we had an agent who was booking festivals and things like that. We had a performer, Gabriel Sanchez, who is widely known in Milwaukee, really does the Prince Experience, and he's on original music.
Oh, yeah.
So he's able to give huge feedback on, one of his big aspects that he would give comments on is, looking at your hands performing versus looking up at the audience. So he would give really good feedback that translates into being a, having a polished show on stage. But the goal is to have people who are credible, who could lead to, booking these bands for other shows down the road. I did a showcase for a Battle of the Bands in 2005 in Cleveland, and it was performing in front of record execs. So it was kind of that same idea that I had in my mind, which was, let's not only just have judges to give feedback, but judges that could actually be like, hey, that band was really great. We had a band out of La Crosse, Earl Clare, come down. And we've already been hooking them up with the agent that was one of the judges and saying, hey, this band did great. Let's see if we can put them for another festival or something.
Nice.
So that's kind of the goal of it.
Who are some of the bands that are participating that you're particularly excited about?
The one band that I really liked it was Ember, E-M-B-E-R. They were out of the Eau Claire. That's the one band I was just talking about. I've heard of them, and then I finally got to see them live, and they just blew me away. Their showmanship, their originality, their look, everything like that was so cool. We had a young band out of the East Side called Good Grief. They came in swinging with just young four or five guys that high energy, really well-written songs, well-performed. We had Laura Peterson, The Old Souls, which is this Americana style original music. They just had their album release come out, so they participated in it. Trash Pandas out of Green Bay. They were one of the bands that advanced to the finale. It's been really, really great. There's so many good bands. Kitty Softpaw, which is a newer, just widely enthusiastic band. And that was just from our first night. Our second night is going to have, you know, six more bands, including Bad Year, who I've heard of before. I haven't seen them. I have not seen them, so I'm excited.
They're awesome.
To watch those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scarlet. A whole bunch of great original bands coming in.
Wow. So do the bands, are, do they get the feedback? Do you give that feedback from the judges to the bands then?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like an American Idol kind of deal where they give their feedback right there after the spot. And then we share, we have a judging sheet that we do everything on scales, and it's all broken down mathematically, and everybody gets to see that at the end of it as well. And then on top of that, the voting, there's fourth judge is the audience. We actually do an actual poll to make sure that the audience gets a say in who they liked as well. So it's the three judges, they do their criteria, and then the fourth judge is the and it's not just the, you know, it's not like a Halloween costume contest where you're like, make some noise for this band, make some noise for that band. Like, we actually have a QR code on people scan it
and
they
vote
for their band. Yeah, we try to make it as legit as possible.
I love the QR codes. Michael Grassman, yeah. Battle of the Bands. Yeah. If you want to get more information about this, or if you're in a band, you want to get signed up or just get more information, you can go to soundcheckentertainment.net. Soundcheckentertainment.net. Michael, it's a pleasure to speak with you tonight. Hopefully, everything goes well, and thank you so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for shining some light on this event.
Yeah, get back to us with who's the winner.
Yeah, keep us updated, please.
Yeah, we'll check in before the finale, and we'll talk about those cool bands. So, thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you. Soundcheckentertainment.net. Hey, Bad Year was evoked. Here they are, Max Inc.
Voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone. The writings and words turn daylight into dusk. Searching for an answer you left us. Thought again, line up down the road. Raise your hand to your head and show them as they go. It's happened again, too many times before.
It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening from Auburndale. Welcome to Red Raider Basketball on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Tom Weaver. Glad to be with you tonight. We've got a beauty here. It's a regional final of the WIAA tournament. As the Marathon Red Raiders, 17-8 overall on the road here. They're the four seed in this regional grouping. And they take on the number one seed, Auburndale, who comes in at 22-3. Raiders last night, dispatching of Phillips, 78-52. Drew Wolfel, 14 first-half points en route to a game-high 20. Marathon built a 39-23 lead and pulled away from the Loggers in the second half. Logan Peters off the bench, an impressive display. 15 points, 7 of 8 shooting. For the Auburndale Eagles, a much tougher road to get here. They dispatched of Colby in overtime, 70-63. Colby trailed by 3 at the half. They missed their first 9 shots of the game, but turned it around in the second half, led by as many as 7, but missed 5 straight free throws down the stretch in regulation. Peyton Weinfurter hit a 3 with 19 seconds left to give Auburndale a 1-point lead. Reed Fleischman was then fouled for Colby with 3.3 seconds left. He made one and missed one to go to overtime. Auburndale did not attempt a field goal in overtime, but shot 12 of 18 from the free throw line and pulled away for a 70-63 win. Fleischman ending up with 8 points. Blake Rabb, 25 points for Auburndale on 11 of 14 shooting from the free throw line for the Eagles. The Raiders just a couple of, I should say last week toward the end of the season, Auburndale was cruising along. They were the number one seed. Roland had a 16-game winning streak heading into the final week, but dropped back-to-back games to Stratford and Marathon. The Raiders, a 68-58 win in that game that they led 38-23 at the half. Marathon made 9 threes in that game, shot 54% from the floor. Drew Wolfel, 21 true throws, had 17 and a 1-2 punch for that game. So a lot of confidence coming in that game. And the earlier game here in Auburndale, a double overtime, 72-70. A game that was tied at 52 after regulation. Ian Shuda hit a running three at the end of overtime to tie it at 62. Auburndale ended up 27-34 from the free throw line in that game to get the win. So split, a lot of history between these two teams, and we should have a good matchup here this evening. The winner will advance to play either Stratford or Hurley, that game at Wausau West in the sectional semifinal on Thursday. Of course, the sectional final at Smash on Saturday the 15th. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson as the Raiders getting set to take on Auburndale. More of our pregame show coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Continue with our Red Raider pregame show on 98.9 WXCO. Tonight, a boys regional final. We're in Auburndale.
The Marathon boys, a good matchup here with the top seed Auburndale. We talk now with Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. And coach, I think last night a good start to your fellas for the postseason here. Kind of one of those, you know, firmly keep both hands on the wheel type of wins for you. Would you agree?
It was. It was a complete game, I thought. You know, got a lot of contributions from a lot of guys. Pretty consistent for the most part. And, yeah, for us to come out for a lot of these guys' first playoff game and play the way they did, I really like where we're at.
Let's talk a little bit about Logan Peters. What, he hit like 7 to 8 shots? I think his first 6 shots didn't even hit the rim. You know, a guy like that coming off the bench is a very valuable weapon for you.
Absolutely. He's always been a guy who can score at all three levels. A lot of it's come down to defense, rebounding, you know, and just getting the speed of the varsity game, and he certainly has over the last month. And you can just see the type of future he has, and for him to come off the bench, and he plays fearless, and that's his biggest asset, is there isn't a shot too big because every shot's the same to him.
You had some guys hit some big shots to get you going last night. When it comes to taking the three, you've got some guys that can take it. Do you guys have any rules about that, or is it if you feel confident, let it go?
Yeah, you know, and we like to come inside out, you know, side top side, and not kind of like a one pass jack, you know. But rhythm, in to out, is much better. But I agree. We do have guys fully capable of shooting it at a high level. And, you know, sometimes we get a little happy with it and we got to go inside. But it's nice to see the ball go in the hoop.
As you come through here, obviously you got the big win at home last night. Now you head to the road here against a top seed in Auburndale. Team you beat a couple weeks ago here to close out the regular season. In your mind, when you go on the road, what's the recipe to winning on the road?
Energy, yeah. Right? You got to have energy, effort, execution. You got to match it right away. You know, the crowd's going to be on their sides. But the beauty of where we're at is we've played 12 one-possession games, right? So we've been in the fires. We know what that feels like. We especially Auburndale specifically, you got to win the turnover battle. You got to win the free throw battle. You got to win the rebounding battle. They're a team that just doesn't beat themselves, right? You have to go beat them, and that's what specifically tonight is going to have to happen.
And maybe they showed that last night. Colby hits a couple of free throws, and we're standing at the Marathon Gym tonight.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Free throws, and then I was really impressed with how Auburndale rebounded. I mean, every time Auburndale scored, it seemed was off of a second or third opportunity. So we have to rebound tonight.
Yeah, lastly, we talked about guys like Logan Peters. I think your depth here is something you can take to your advantage here.
I agree, especially on a back-to-back, right? We want to win the special teams game, running the floor. Because we want to wear teams down. And, you know, it'd be interesting tonight. You know, is Auburndale going to try to grind and try to go possession by possession, or if it'd be more free-flowing?
Somebody turn the lights on off before they left Marathon here. You got a good crowd here already.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a fun environment. Like you talked about before off air, you know, this has been quite a rivalry over the years, especially in the playoffs. And here's another chapter of it.
All right, good luck here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. Stay tuned. More coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
All right, back here in Auburndale, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO, getting set for Marathon and Auburndale in this matchup here tonight. Again, the winner gets either Stratford or Hurley coming up on Thursday in the sectional semi-final matchup there, as it was Stratford 73-52 winners over Edgar last night to go along with these two games here. Should also mention that, the Assumption girls in a sectional championship game in Division 5 today. They're playing that game at Wapaka tonight for the Merrillwood teams still alive. We will take a break. We'll come back, get you our starting lineups, and get you the opening tip. Marathon and Auburndale More coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Parts City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City!
All right, we are getting set to go here from Auburndale. Great crowd in here. Great crowd has traveled down from Marathon. They were packed in here as the Raiders came in. So we are set to go here. All right, here's our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Auburndale Eagles, 22-3 on the season overall. They will start the 5'9 junior Peyton Weinfurter, all-conference second teamer, 9.4 points a game, 3.4 rebounds per game. It's Blake Rabb, 5'9", senior, 17.6 points a game, 6.9 rebounds, all-conference, and the Merriwood South Player of the Year, and also on the all-defensive team. Keegan Empey, 5'10", and a senior, 6.8 points for the all-conference honorable mention, as is Joshua Lundgren, 5'9", and a junior, 8.2 points per game. Thomas Owie, also all-conference second teamer, 6'8", senior, 8.2 points per game. Head coach Chand Weidenfurter in his 17th season, 330 wins overall for the Auburndale head coach. For the Red Raiders of Marathon, True Thurs, 6'1 and a junior, 10.5 points a game. All Merriwood South second team and on the all defensive team. Drew Wolfel, all conference on the first team, 6'3 junior, 10.5 points per game. Honorable mention Landon Snyder, 5'7 junior, 6.3 points per game. And it is Cody Radke. He is honorable mention as well. 6'1 senior, 8.3 points per game for the Red Raiders. Adam Jacobson for the Raiders in his 14th season, 282 wins, 75 ties for the Marathon Red Raiders. We are set to go. Good crowd has packed in here. And these two longtime conference rivals will... we'll hit a statistic for you here about postseason play. Raiders control the opening tip. True Thurs with it. Thurs off far side to Garrett Bracewell. And miss Garrett Bracewell in the starting lineup. The 6'2 sophomore looking to go inside. All kinds of noise here. Students right to our left. Baseline Bracewell gets cut off. Now throws it back out near top of the key to Wolfel. Swings it around. Snyder on the near side. Raiders are reset. Tipped loose here and knocked into the backcourt. Snyder back to get it, but off the hands of Weinfurter. So no over and back violation. Here come the Raiders again. Very tough man-to-man defense here from the Eagles. Early on, they go inside Wolfel. Posts up with Ollie, kicks it around, and kicks it back out to True Thurs. Top of the key, Wolfel. Head fake of a shot, nothing there. Now to Thurs down in the near corner. He'll go baseline, looks to elevate. Now comes back, near corner, top of the key. They'll swing it far side, open three. Wolfel off the back iron, no good, but a rebound. Plucked down by the Red Raiders. Thurs with a three. That's no good. Rebound put back underneath and a foul. It's good. Drew Wolfel hits the glass for the Red Raiders. Hits the opening bucket. After a couple of attempts at a three, Raiders never gave up here. And it'll go against Joshua Lundgren, his first team foul. And it's Drew Wolfel to the free throw line. So Wolfel's free throw and left it short. Owie with the rebound. Raiders a 2-0 lead here, opening minute from Auburndale. All right, Blake Rabb will bring it down court. Rabb. Inside to Owie. He'll get a turnaround jumper in the lane. Off the iron, no good. Rebound by the Raiders. Back to Owie again. He will throw it into the near corner. Nothing there. That's Rabb. He'll come back out high to Lundgren. Lundgren looks to penetrate. Nothing there. Gives it off to Weinfutter. Weinfutter hit the big three at the end to give him the lead before the free throw exchange. Down the lane. Little step move there. It's Joshua Lundgren. With the bucket, we're even at two.